a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
You're listening to What's Happening. This is WMFO in Medford. We're at 91.5 FM and webstreaming at WMFO.org. I am Mike.
I am Aaron.
And it's a very, very hot day out there. I hope people are taking it easy and not straining themselves like I did earlier, which I paid for. I slept for a couple hours. Pretty soon on the air, we will have Tom Huck from Telemore. Unfortunately, Leah O'Hara from the Jaywalkers had to cancel because she had a family emergency. How you doing today, Aaron?
Hanging in there. Doing well. I saw part of the show at the Brighton
Music Hall.
Music Hall.
Yes.
It was George Woods, Ruby Rose Fox, and a couple other great bands.
Yeah.
And what I was able to see was really...
How was the parking situation? I'm curious. Was it...
Well, what I did is, because there's no, you know, on the street there's no parking.
Yeah.
So I went around the corner near Blanchard's, behind Blanchard's, and there's a parking lot for them.
Yeah.
Which, and of course, if you park in there, you're in trouble. And the one next door.
And you lucked out.
What happened is I drove in.
Yeah.
And noticed that I was driving in the way the traffic was coming towards me.
Yes.
So I backed up, went to the right spot. Yeah. This happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Not that I drive backwards. Yeah. But, and I had Sean with me, and didn't the first space open up? We got the first space, boom, done.
That's luck.
That's, it's normal for me. I don't miss parking spaces.
Now, Boston can be challenging. I, last night, went to the Spotlight for the show at, basically up in Beverly, and it was Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, the new lineup, as a power trio. And they put on a very good show, very good response, followed by Mark and the Mayans, who always put on a very good show, and followed by the Real Kids. The Real Kids came in with, you know, John's been battling health some health problems for a while. I did get to talk to John, and I talked to Billy Cole for a while. Dickie was very sick. In fact, he just came out of the bed. He had pneumonia to do this gig, and they had a fill-in drummer. So, you know, it was interesting. It wasn't, you know, off, but it was a little bit different. Near the end of the set, they were strong. But, you know, they kind of focused mostly on some of the slower stuff. And some of they did premiere a couple of new songs coming off their new CD that they'll be putting out soon. And stuff off of Shake Out of Control. And a few older bits and pieces. They always do All Kinds of Girls near the end of the set. So it was a pretty good night, and it was air-conditioned, and I could sit down, and all the world was good. And people up dancing and selling merchandise, and saw a lot of good friends up there last night. So that was my night, and the parking was free right across the street, even though half of Rantoul Street in Beverly is torn up.
And tonight, at the Mosian Center for the Arts in Watertown,
yes,
Jan Maxson, absolutely unbelievable cellist.
Yeah.
From Russia, but came to us by way of Chicago, and he's performing. There's still tickets available. It's going to be a fantastic show. So, and next week we have a great show here. We have Kate Eppers coming in.
Yes,
and
a call in from Rich Gilbert, and a reschedule from Carissa Johnson in the studio, the Rumble winner. And just want to make sure people know that she will be Friday, June 23rd, at Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, right on the Sullivan Line, 500 feet down from the Orange Sullivan Station T Line. Route 93 is right above for the 99 exit, really close to Route 99 and not too far from Union Square. She will be on first around 9:30. Doing solo acoustic. That's Carissa Johnson, followed by Corolla DeVille. They are pushing their brand new CD, Ride. Please get a copy of that if you like Corolla DeVille. And followed by the Billy Condis Project. So Adam Sherbin's been playing with him. He was originally in Private Lightning. He's been adding some vocals and guitar. They sound great. So I hope to see you all at Tavern at the End of the World, June 23rd.
And Ronnie Black Hat Duchesne will be at the Shanty tonight.
Yeah.
In Salem.
If he doesn't melt.
No, he'll be there, and it's going to be cool inside, nice outside, and...
Oh, is he playing inside or on the deck?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure, but go out down there and see. And also, you know, we normally play a different song first, but yesterday we lost Batman.
Yeah, the Batman we all grew up with.
Yes.
Not the dark one that they want to go back to the 30s or 40s. That the when the carrier was created. Some people said more campy, but I think more enjoyable. The Adam West one.
More fun. And, you know, I got to see him at Comic-Con about 4 months ago. It was a pleasure seeing him. I didn't get to meet him, but to have him and Burt Ward there talking. And back in 1966, which was a great year for the show. It was 51 years ago. And... a surf band, which many times were backed up by the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, put an album, Jan and Dean Meet Batman.
Yeah.
And they did the Batman theme, backed up by the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
So you talk about a great version of the theme. So why don't we go to music and enjoy...
Socialite, but in city, it'll find the Batman's eye. There's a crime wave going on, but not for very long, 'cause the Batman's gonna teach him right from wrong. They call him Batman. They call him Batman. He just sees that strange car.
No, why?
It was shaped like a bat. See the Batmobile quickly pass you by. You know they've heard the bat phone and the commissioner's cry. Yeah, that dynamic duo's out to prove crime doesn't pay. And from the Batcave, our heroes keep evil at bay. We need the Batman.
Black, terrible,
As if in answer, a huge bat flies in the open window.
A bat, that's it. It's an omen. I shall become a bat.
Thus is born this weird figure of the dark, this avenger of evil, the Batman.
Darkest in my way. Break
climb that stage, across that alley, beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we will remain with our stranger rain singing ways.
You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Tom from Tullamore.
Welcome, Tom.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Your music is... I've seen three of your albums. This is the third one.
Okay.
And because you came in with the first one, and then you did that great second one.
Thank you. This is actually CD number... 6 or 7, maybe. I'm sorry you missed a couple of them, but this is special because this is the greatest hits you've probably never heard, but the greatest hits from the first 4 CDs. If you open it up, you see them on the inside, you know, on the inside of the deal there, on the back. Yep, there's the first 4, and so these are 3 cuts from the first 4 CDs, the most popular songs, and Warren Babson and I remixed them, remastered them, worked on them. And here they are in their new shining glory for your entertainment.
And it's interesting how the each CD cover changes.
Well, that's
you become
true.
More and more in focus. You can see there you are in amoeba.
I'm Clark Kent.
You know, they're fun to do, and yeah. You try to make them different, but at the same time...
That's a positive, that's not a negative.
No, that's cool, it's good, it's all good.
You know. To boldly bring you music where no music has been brought before.
But you know what? What I do try to do is make my CD covers very simple, because in the old days, you could have a 12-inch album with all kinds of detailed artwork on it. Nowadays, a person sees an icon about as big as your thumb nail on the computer, and their image has got to pop out in that little tiny little image. So we make the covers very simple.
And go over how you came across your name again.
Tullamore?
Yes.
There's one reason why. The Atlantics, my previous band, has a name which in the era of Google and also in the era of intercontinental commerce is a generic name.
Yeah.
It was a freaking surf band from Australia called the Atlantics.
Yeah.
We never knew that. It was just causes complete confusion, like a big mess. So I said, you know what? For this project, I need a unique name, and it's got to sound good, and it's just got to, you know, sort of mean something. So it's in Latin. Tell means across. Amor means love. So it's across love. But it's a unique name. So if you Google it, the only thing you get is my songs or a furniture store in Istanbul.
Oh, well, there you go.
Called Tullamore.
So if you're on your way...
And they're pretty big, but that's all you get. You don't get anybody else.
If you're on your way to Istanbul, turn around right now and come back here to New England.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't that... it was from Constantinople to Istanbul.
Yes.
That great song.
Yes.
And my sister-in-law is Turkish, so I mentioned that to her, and she was like lit up. And I mean, you know, you figure she was in Turkey or England at the time, but you know, now she's over here. But still, it was like that. You know, figure what? It was great. I mean, you know, just really, you know. And a matter of fact, her birthday was a couple days ago, so a Sarah happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Sarah. Yes. So that's how the name came about. And I didn't want to use my own name because it's just kind of a boring, dumb name. And, you know, Tullamore is way cooler. So there you go.
You didn't want to go with a fancy stage name? Like Tommy's salt and shaker pepper or something.
You know, who knows? And then what's in a name? You know, I mean, you call yourself Weezer. I mean, call yourself anything you want. And, you know, it's just kind of work.
You go by Tommy Tellamore.
You could. You know, if you want to call me Tommy Tellamore, go right ahead.
Yeah.
I'm cool with everything. Yep.
Yeah. Especially because we have the air conditioning on today.
Yeah. My little temperature thing was telling me it was 97 degrees outside as I was driving here. That's kind of hot.
It's crazy. But then the funny thing is, I was driving down, turned on my air conditioning. It was, I opened up the window and the breeze, opened the two windows, breeze across. Yeah, it was actually nice.
Nice.
You know, because we're lucky we have a breeze.
Yes, we are.
I'm gonna incorporate that and own the breeze now.
Ooh.
Okay, well...
He's going to start whispering, Louise, we're in big trouble.
You can trademark it.
Yes, that's right.
Copyright it.
I'm like doing that right now. I'm owning it right now.
All right.
I got to do something in this life.
So, out of the six albums, which has been the most...
least unsuccessful?
No. Most difficult to put together and most inspirational.
Oh, I don't know. They're all, you know... They're all inspirational. They're all fun to put together. It's not difficult. It's just fun. I mean, when Warren and I go into Bang a Song recording studios in Gloucester, which I can ride my bicycle to from my house, which is great, and it's a full-service professional studio. Tony Gaddis owns it. He was in Papas Fritas. He's a Tufts graduate, in fact. Tony Gaddis is a Tufts graduate.
So they do have careers once they leave.
They do have careers.
Oh, great.
So because of Tellamore.
Well, not because of Tellamore. He's got a career anyway.
It sounded good anyway.
But it's a great studio, and it's Warren is a fantastic producer, and so we work together, and all these records are fun, and we're just, you know, we just make these records and put them out, and that's kind of what we do. There's no real grand strategy behind it. We just get 10 tracks, okay, put it out. 10 more tracks, okay, put it out. There you go.
Well, but you know what? Everything that I've played... by you is, like I said, great.
Well, thank you. And I hope this is even better.
Well, because it's a compilation.
We also added piano to each track on here. Most of the tracks didn't have piano. We wanted to add piano, so we added piano. So we did a lot of, you know, stuff to kind of spruce them up a little bit. Yeah. You should play one.
I certainly will. which one would you like me to play?
Why don't you start with Lonely Hearts? Because, you know, I wrote the first draft of Lonely Hearts when I was still a student at Tufts. So, why don't you...
Track three. It's because it's already in here.
Oh, it's already in there. All right. And, of course, it was a huge hit for the Atlantics. And this will be a hit, too.
So, why don't we go right to it?
Okay.
Enjoy.
Yeah. I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Take that leap of faith.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Tom from Tullamore.
He's a little bit different. He's not as pink as on the album cover. He's a little bit more tan.
He I'm doesn't very need happy. Like a blood transfusion.
Don't call in. He doesn't need a blood transfusion. I don't know what his blood type is.
Oh, boy.
So this is my new CD. This is the new Tullamore CD. This is the first time anyone has
the
heard
world
it
premiere
right here on WMFO. This is it. This is
the world
time.
Premiere of Tullamore's
Absolutely,
new album.
Absolutely, just for you guys.
And if you miss it, we archive for 2 weeks on the WMFO site. You can listen again and again and again and again.
Exactly, until you're really sick of it.
Yeah.
Which you'll never be.
Or you can find some way of playing it backwards. And
right, that's cool.
Bring it back in time.
Yeah, no, this is it. First time. Playlist, which the CD is called Playlist, and it is the top 12 tracks from the first four Tullamore CDs. Ooh. The top 12 from the first four CDs. Three from each. There you go. Remixed, remastered, re-engineered.
I wonder, are you pursuing any commercial use of this, like in movies or commercials or...
Sure. You got any ideas? Let me know.
Yeah.
Of course. Why not?
That is the big thing. That's the moneymaker for a lot of
bands. It's a big thing. It's a real big thing.
Outside of touring, if you can sell a lot of merchandise or get good prices for your concert tickets. Obviously, I think Aerosmith said recently there's no sense of putting another album out because people want to just hear our old stuff. You know?
Well, I'll let that one go by. I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah.
One. You know.
We know they've been, you know, the song doctors and all that stuff, and what brought them back into the limelight. But you know,
I tell you, one of the wonderful things about the way I do my music is that it's just me and Warren, and occasionally Tony and John Lynch, other guys.
Yeah.
But it's like I don't care. I make the music I want to make. You know, if no one buys it, I don't care. But if they do buy it, that's great. But I have no pressure on me, like the Aerosmith guys.
Yeah.
To like. Live up to some whatever. I mean, I just make my music and I put it out, and that's it. There you go.
So, when you were growing up, what did you listen to?
I listened to the first station I listened to in Cincinnati, Ohio, was WSAI AM, and it was a top 40 station. This is back in the mid 60s. And top 40 meant they played the top records no matter what they were. So, you heard The Association, you heard, you know, Monster Mash, you heard Marvin Gaye, you heard the Rolling Stones, you heard, you know, Frank Sinatra.
They played adult contemporary and local new pop.
They played Freeform.
There were no categories. Yeah. It was simply the most popular records, no matter what they were, which is great.
That was the format of WBZ here in the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was a real eclectic listening experience, unlike today, where you can go and just hear what you want to hear 24/7 and not be bothered with stuff you don't want to hear.
You can find a channel of just dripping water sounds.
Right, yeah. Right.
But the thing is, back then, having all of that in one place gave you a better rounded music knowledge, getting to know the artists a little bit better.
Right.
And so, what inspired you to get into music?
Well, probably the next step, which was WEBN-FM, the FM freeform station in Cincinnati. They started playing, you know, album rock and Jimi Hendrix and Cream and Canned Heat and all these other bands. And it just seemed so cool. But I never thought that I could do that. And then when I went to Tufts University, right here, I met a guy named... Howard Butkowski, and he had a guitar, and he could play it. And he showed me how to play it. And I was like, dang, I can do this. This is like pretty easy. This is fun. So,
and you did it left-handed.
I did it left-handed. And he got me started playing, and I just said, man, this is a lot of fun. And I just kept playing. And so that was it. Howard, thank you.
So moving from Cincinnati to Boston
right.
brought you into
this hot bit of music
into an incredibly exciting music scene that was just exploding in Boston and New York, and then London at that time. So it was incredibly lucky that I happened to be here, and so I met Bruce Wilkinson at Tufts. We got the Atlantics together, and the timing could not have been better because the scene was exploding, and we were like, "Yeah, let's go." It was great.
I've heard some really great stories from Fred Pinot, my boy. Oh, man. We have to have him in just the story sometime. I imagine you have some, too.
Fred remembers more than anybody else does because he was stone cold sober the whole time. and he was, like, watching everything. But, no, we had a great time. We made a lot of great music and met a lot of great people. But once again, the whole scene was incredibly creative. I mean, you'd go out any night and see a great band and go like, wow.
I remember seeing you guys at the club. And you had the other guitarist with the Flying V.
Jeff Locke.
Yes, and used to do one of his songs.
Oh, yeah, we did a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
There was one that used to get played on WBCN on their local... I can't think of the name of the song, but it was always in rotation in the local programming on Sunday nights on BCN.
Yeah.
Where would I be without your love?
That's right. It was the B-side to When You're Young.
The single that I never put out. Was Bobby Beer the drummer then? Or was he?
Well, he was a drummer for the first year.
Yeah.
And then Ray came in.
And then
Jeff was the guitar player for 2 years.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
You know. So super nice guy, Jeff. He's playing with Reddy Teddy.
Yes.
In Gloucester, I think on Labor Day.
Yeah. We'll have to get them in.
He's a really nice guy.
Yes.
Jeff is.
Yes.
I like
him a
lot.
Do you listen to today?
You know, everybody. I just put on, you know, whatever radio station is substitutes for WFNX. I don't get this station very well up in Gloucester.
Well, we're web streaming just like WMWM is too. Both. Yeah.
I listen to anything new, you know, just whatever new is. I like new music. I'm not, you know. But as a musical artist and a singer, I like Hank Williams, Robert Johnson, Frank Sinatra, George Jones, you know, those guys. So that's kind of where I come from as a singer. But as a songwriter and a music person, whatever's new is what I like.
I would just switch it up. I want to hear what your opinion, if you have an opinion. There's a few college stations that play this ambient music.
Okay.
It's like musical landscapes. Are you aware of it?
No.
It's almost like something you would meditate to.
Okay.
And I mean, they play hours of it, and I wonder...
It's called Yogi Radio.
Yeah, I just wonder how people respond to it. Who is the audience who follows this? I'm not against it. I'm just wondering. I imagine if you're meditating, it's beautiful.
Or studying. Some people...
Are there commercials involved, too? Like... Does the go to like, here at Willsdale Ford, we'll get you into a new desk score? I mean,
no, it's usually just on freeform college radio.
Okay. So there's no commercials.
No. Okay. It's like, you know, maybe it's like a, you know, an acid.
I was one of the few people who bought Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music, which he put out in 1975, which was a double album set of nothing but noise. Remember that?
Okay. Yeah.
It was just this. Just noise for like two albums, and RCA put it out on their classical label because that's they figured we're gonna do this thing, you know.
Yeah.
So it came out on the classical label anyway. But that was Metal Machine Music, so this is kind of like a more soothing version of what Lou Reed was doing.
Yeah, I just was listening to a program where Willie Alexander actually replaced Lou Reed in the Velvet Underground.
He did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting transition there.
Yep.
And
Willie's a super nice guy. Lives in Gloucester.
Yeah.
I see him all the time.
Yeah.
Great guy.
I was walking down the street one day in Gloucester, and I get, hey, Willie, how you doing? He went, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
So where can people find your albums?
They can find them online at CD Baby, at iTunes, at Spotify. You can stream them. Like any kind of normal online purchasing or streaming, Amazon, anywhere like that. They can find that they're all over the place. Just go if you like iTunes, go to iTunes. If you like Spotify, you like Deezer, whatever you like, they're there.
Website? Your own website?
Facebook. You know,
okay.
Yeah. Just Google Tullamore, and you know, it'll come up.
And also, you're at WMFO and at WMWM next week.
Yes. Well, I'm very excited. Yeah, you guys are great.
It's important.
It's important.
Shining Star. Any background behind that?
It's kind of a Stones Rolling Stones / Stone Temple Pilots rocker. It talks about a guy who falls for a spiritual leader who may not be the best thing for him.
That sounds like Brian Wilson.
Well, maybe. But that's the shining star is this leader who may not be really the greatest thing for this person.
Why don't we go to it?
Okay.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
WMFO Medford. This is 91.5 FM and web streaming on WMFO.org. This is what's happening with Mike,
Aaron,
and Tom from Tullamore. And thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. We heard Bird Mancini with Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Oh, all right.
And off of the album, which is a little deceptive when you look at it first, because you would want to say you can't always get what you want, but you can't always want what you get is the name of the album.
That's right.
All local artists, I think there are like 22 tracks.
Good stuff.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
And a great band, Tullamore with Flash.